The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Brother Made Advice Show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middlest brother, big dog, woof woof, Travis McElroy. Thank you.
What's good, Trav Nation? I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
Before we get started, I just have a big announcement. I'm really excited. I was waiting to announce this, but Trav Nation has officially bought the Arch. And
oh, cool.
Nothing at all is going to change about it. Just know that we own it.
Gonna flip it upside down.
Oh, there is one thing. Now, legally, because it's the gateway to the West, any plane flying east to west or west to east has to go through it.
Yeah. It's going to be a real...
Stunts are awarded with bonus points.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real bottleneck in our nation's
also,
transit system.
One out of every 1,000 people is going to get transported somewhere
right.
when they go through. We haven't figured out where yet.
It just says on the Trav Nation docket, turn it into Stargate.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know what that means or how to do it.
But it works. I don't know how why or where. But it works.
This is the best stocked theater I've ever been in, let alone performed in. I'm happy to announce backstage, I took my first backstage shower.
I'm really glad.
You know we had a... that's right. You were in the same building as a nude Griffin McElroy. You didn't even know.
And nude and wet. That's as good as it gets, folks.
I'm really glad you clarified backstage shower and not just have my first shower.
Okay, so Griffin, what you've talked about taking a shower at a show for literal years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of our biggest delights when we started touring a scene.
Because we're all hayseed bumpkins.
Yeah, so like we can imagine a real rock and roller coming through town and in a shower. We came from our hotel nearby, so we showered there. But can you imagine life on the road? So you finally did it.
Yeah, I had to purify my comedy vessel for you boys.
So walk me through the exact moment where you realized you had a dirty, wet towel and no idea what to do with it. Did you just take it back and sheepishly hand it to the crew? I did it. I'm sorry. I know that there is a joke, but I took a shower.
This bit is me letting the person whose responsibility it is to clean up my dirty towel tonight. I hung it up, but
so someone could use it again? To what end?
I wasn't just going to leave. Man, someone is going to find that and be like, why did he need this?
He left it all out there in the first 40 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
In this fantasy, Janelle Monáe shows up and she's like, well, waste not, want not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only half used. I'll go ahead and use the other side of the towel.
I'm so sorry, everyone who works. Someone has to clean up my dirty. I'll take it with me back to the...
I'll
clean
worse?
It and bring it back here tomorrow morning.
What's worse is now someone has to do laundry, a load of laundry, for your one towel.
I know.
It's not even like everybody did it. There's 30 towels. There's one towel.
I'll just steal it.
Just take it with you in your pants.
They are big enough. You have
they
very
are
big
really
parachute pants.
These pants, I have a fun tradition of buying costume pieces for this podcast and not trying them on until the day of show. I put these on for the first time yesterday. They are absolutely gargantuan.
Yeah. Your eldest son described it as a long diaper.
He did.
Which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, he really razzed me on that one.
This is an advice show, as you've certainly gathered at this point, and we are going to take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. I got some cotton candy with some interesting flavors, like dill pickle and ranch dressing. I'm already getting excited. I didn't want to try these alone, as they sounded pretty gross, so I brought them into work for everyone to try and suffer together. Huh. Unfortunately, this has given me the nickname Cotton Candy Kenneth. How can I make sure this nickname doesn't stick like cotton candy? And that's Kenneth from Jefferson, Missouri. Are you here?
Cotton Candy Kenneth! Oh, we don't need house lights. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I don't want to see them.
I don't want to. There's too many people, you see, and we get a little scared. Cotton Candy Kenneth is a pretty
incredible nickname.
It's a pretty good nickname.
We've heard a lot of questions about a lot of nicknames, and we usually don't take them. But this one's really good, Kenneth. Are you sure you want to get rid of it? Because like, Cotton Candy Kenneth could be, it's so versatile.
Yeah. Yes.
You could be a child's entertainer. You could be a mafia hitman.
You could be like a Slender Man-esque, like, oh, you don't talk to Cotton Candy. If you see Cotton Candy Kenneth in town,
you could be the drug dealer in a musical written by someone that's never done drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got me. I'm Cotton Candy Kenneth, and I've got all the sugar you need, Daddy.
Oh, man.
It writes itself. Justin, that was incredible. Keep going.
I realize.
I got all the tablets you crave, Mama. I'm Cotton Candy Kenneth. All C's, thank you. That's a clarify.
I even changed Kenneth to a C.
I changed Kenneth to a
case.
C just in case. With a C.
With a C. Can't stress enough. I deal drugs, but I only go so far.
Anyway, here's my big number. I'm selling drugs tonight.
Cotton candy is dandy, but drugs are better.
You brought the cotton candy that you knew people would hate, and you made them eat it with you. They can call you whatever you want.
Yeah. They could have called you Gross Boy Kenneth.
They should have called you the Scoundrel Kenneth that made me eat the nasty cotton candy.
And when you say got, you bought it.
But
right?
You didn't win it in some sort of strange contest.
You bought gross cotton candy and said, I'm going to make the coworkers I hate eat this gross cotton candy. And then they said, we love you, Cotton Candy Kenneth. And you said, oh, no, my plan's backfired.
Did you, by a simple woo or don't woo, did you tell them that the flavors were nasty, or was this a sort of prank situation, Kenneth? You told them, okay.
Yeah, Griffin, you did say woo or don't woo.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't make it clear what
I set up
what
a sort of binary answer system, but then did not.
Yeah, it was very confusing.
One woo for yes, silence for no.
If you're Cotton Candy Kenneth, if you're in danger, woo four times, please.
Staggered. Do you worry that now you have to keep bringing in different gross cotton candy to keep it up?
No.
Because what's
going
to... Oh, 3 weeks go by. No gross... There hasn't been horseradish cotton candy or whatever. And they're like, Cotton Candy Kenneth, what's the deal? We were starting to... How I need it. Give me the mustard cotton candy. What's wrong with you?
I think it's great to have a bit. I think it's great to have a gimmick.
You're not going to fire Cotton Candy Kenneth.
No.
They will.
Oh, okay.
They will.
If times
especially
get
if it gets to be a distraction, what with all the stickiness. Don't make a problem of yourself, Kenneth.
Kenneth, are you worried that one day you'll bring in normal flavor cotton candy and no one will believe you?
You might score, like, what if when you retire, there's like a gold-plated cotton candy machine waiting for you? And they're like, we thought you'd like nothing better.
Would it still work?
No.
Ah.
It's purely decorative.
This is a giant decorative heavy gold
like full size?
Full size.
Yeah.
Made of gold or plated?
Extremely expensive. He's been with the company for 75 years.
Medicine has come a long way. Yeah. Or Kenneth started when he was 10.
Who knew it? Cotton candy? Good for you. Very good for you. Long lasting.
How about another question? I have nothing else to say about cotton candy.
I work as a physical therapist. That means I work with people exercising and regularly have patients in prime farting position.
That's existence.
How do I...
Any kind of position is prime farting position if you try.
How do I stop getting farted on? And how can I not laugh when they let out a big one? That's from Send of a Stretch in St. Louis.
This also happens to me not with my patients, because this is my job.
Yeah, but you all are technically Travis's patients.
But with my children, like if my children's rip a beaver, I can't laugh.
No.
I can't, because then it's like, oh, we're doing this all the time. You can't do it.
Yeah.
And so... I don't know, man. What do I tell my kids? Where are you? You tell me what to tell my kids, and I'll tell you what to tell your patients.
Yeah, we've never done a swap before. That would be so huge for us.
A cultural exchange.
Could you get yourself to a point physically where you can always where you can always keep one on deck?
Oh, go amp for amp.
Cool. I'm just saying, like, if you could get yourself to a point where you always had one on deck, then it's not weird.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's human. And it's like they let it out, and you're like, oh, thank goodness. Yeah. You know what I mean? Finally.
I'll see that, and I'll raise you this.
Yeah.
Is it a HIPAA violation if when someone does this to you, you take a quick Polaroid snapshot of them and then put it up on a wall that were labeled nasty dogs on it? Hey, I think if no one else sees your nasty dog wall with all these nasty farting doggies.
Yeah, you pull back a velvet curtain. See? I know.
Hey,
yeah.
Is it a HIPAA violation if you take all their nasty, dirty lettuce out of the mud hole where they live?
I see, Justin. You said HIPAA.
Yeah, it's a HIPAA joke.
I get it. Kick-ass, I appreciate dude. That.
Yeah.
I like what you did there, Justin. I thought it was good, and I love you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you get to a point where your bedside manner is so refined, so ingrained, that when they fart, you respond like a chiropractor who's just gotten a really good like crack out of a joint, and you're like, there it is.
There he goes. Didn't want to come out, did he?
Yeah, we got it.
I got it.
That's gonna help.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta feel better after that.
Oof.
That's the injury coming out. Incredible.
You should be able to walk again now. Yeah, I was getting in the way of your hips or whatever.
Yeah. That was actually a bones bubble, a bubble between your bones. It's gone now. You shouldn't be embarrassed.
You should actually be overjoyed. I can't usually get those. Or when they fart, go, what was that? Wrong. What?
Wrong cheek. You're the first one that ever did that.
Yikes.
Are you kidding?
Yikes. Not just in here, but around me ever.
Yikes.
I have no point of reference for what just happened.
The immaturity of it all. Yikes. You really got me with that one. Not since grade school.
I was right behind you.
I was doing yoga, stretching, and what have you, massage different techniques, and then right on me.
When they fart, to say, my work here is done.
There's so many bad. I'm realizing that the comedy potential of the bad answers is so much more than the good answers.
Yeah, I actually don't know what a good
you
answer.
You could just, if it happens again, just be like, immediately stop doing what you're doing and be like, I'll be right back. For like a half hour, you can leave them in there to stew. Can you imagine what's going to be running through their minds?
Stand behind a window and just scream into the phone.
I could be
repeatedly pointing out at them.
I could
have
be
a
in
scientist and like a lab go come in.
I don't know. I could be in some serious trouble here.
What if you just turn on all the fans and leave?
Wrong.
Can you scoop it up in a little jar and send it to the lab?
Yeah, I'd need to have that tested for pain.
Good.
I'm sitting at a baseball game this afternoon. Go Cards! Within whispering distance of the bullpen.
They're big Yu-Gi-Oh card fans here.
Okay.
The bullpen is what you call it when a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh alphas hang out.
What words? Welcome to the bullpen. Today we're talking Yu-Gi-Oh, all the hot new cards. Keep it locked. Hey, weenies. What words of wisdom or evil should I share with these extremely professional and talented sports ball stars? That's from Ballin' Hard
in STL.
Yeah, I get this. You can't do any of the usual yelling at baseball player stuff like, hey, big stinky butt. Your butt's so, why is your butt so huge, Mr. Batterman?
Stuff What's like, with the gyat?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
or a lot of yeah, back that dump truck up.
Yeah, yeah. We want a picture, not a big old stinky ass.
Or like Funky Pitts.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, like, Funky Pitts.
Hey, Funky Pitts.
Learn to bat, Funky Pitts.
Couldn't get a real job, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They've heard all that shit before.
You can't do that.
Bad shoes.
Bad shoes.
All the usual stuff.
What if you just yell, like, I'm disappointed in you?
No, you got to whisper it. If you say it loud, they're going to throw you out. You're not allowed to talk to the ball players during the game.
At all?
Not at all. Not one
What if I know them?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They'll... It's me, Travis, your dad.
It's me, Travis, your dad. Big, stinky ass batter.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. He's yelling at him, but he's his dad.
I love you, son. How do you fit that big, stinky ass in those baseball pants?
Now I'm uncomfortable in a completely different way.
You could reassure them that you've been praying for a victory.
Huge. And
that
there's angels on your side, man.
Hey, listen, I know it might feel like it, but you can really phone it in because the angels
got this
I told them that my dad and my mom are going to get back together. It's a long story, but basically,
If all else fails, Donald Glover is going to adopt me. There was a little miscommunication there. Mistype, but...
Huge Angels in the Outfields fans. How do you feel about that, Will?
A professional baseball player nowadays, you have to think, like, they have to have a, even if it's like 0.001% thought, are there angels on the other team? Maybe. Every time you go out there, when you're losing like 12 to nothing, you're like, I bet it's angels.
I bet it's these freaking angels.
It's not up to me, coach. I left it all on the field. They had angels.
Like, I worry, even if I was trying to be encouraging, I would fail the assignment badly enough to be distracting. Like, I don't want Joey Votto to be up at the plate and thinking, why did he say slam it hard? What does he mean? Like, the balls?
He said give him the honey?
He said give him the stinky honey. What is this?
What did he mean?
What did that Husky boy want?
Yeah.
I don't even think he was watching the game. I think he had a Game Boy with him.
That doesn't seem right.
He may have been yelling at a little guy on his Game Boy.
I've seen him at the snack counter more times than in his seat.
You know what? I'm going to get him up here to pitch.
Yeah,
Let him take a turn, and then you're amazing.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be good.
Put me in one time. Let me try.
What kind of pitch would you do if you had one shot?
Oh, I couldn't be a pitcher because you got some pros there. I might get.
Oh, okay. So what is the easiest position?
No, in the hitting, on the hitting side.
Oh, that's where Justin really shines.
No, here's the thing. Like, if I'm pitching, they're gonna knock it out of the park. No problem. Get lots of points.
Yeah.
But if I'm hitting, if you give me enough shots, eventually I will hit the ball one time.
A little bit, kind of.
Yeah. I will hit the ball one time.
Maybe not in one of the points directions.
No,
where it goes towards
points.
How many chances do you think you'd need?
How many? I think they call them at-bats, but...
I meant swings. I didn't know you were getting multiple at-bats. Is this a season-long thing?
Yeah. Sorry. I strike out all season. It's really inspirational.
Hold on. Yeah. So you're in the stands.
Yeah.
You're whispering something to pitcher Joey Votto.
Right, yeah.
And they're like, well, you try. And you're like, well, not pitching. I'm actually going to switch to the other team. And then you start batting with the other team.
Try.
And you strike out so easy. And they're like, we're going to keep going until he hits one.
Yeah.
That team is losing every game.
I don't want the pressure of having to stand up there and wait till I get one right. I want to play a regular season just like everybody else, okay? I don't want her to put me into the rotation unless it makes sense for the team.
I would actually love this if it extended out where once a season, every team had to pull somebody at random from the stands, and they're on the team the whole season.
Kick ass.
Whether they want to or not.
Yeah. This is what baseball has needed all along.
Yeah, let's spice it up.
I am dog sitting for my mom this week, and her apartment complex has a pool. I don't know anyone here. Can I go to the pool alone? I don't know why, but it feels weird. Insert pool-related Rochester. The people that have a legal right to be in that pool know one thing better than they owe their own names, and that is the faces of every other human being that is legally allowed to use
that pool. Yes.
If I've learned anything from TikTok, it's that give someone a pool and they become a dictator of that pool.
Yeah. They know all the faces of the pool.
Yeah. Because it's basically a big bath you're taking with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to take a big bath with...
I don't want to extend that out too far, because then that's the oceans too, Griffin.
Yeah, man. A lot of people don't recognize this, but when you're in the ocean, you're taking a big bath with strangers.
And fish.
And fish and sharks and whales and jellyfish.
All at the same time?
Yeah, man.
So a whole time a shark's in the water, it's a bath?
Yeah, man.
They must be pruny as fuck.
They sure are, Travis.
We don't talk about how pruny sharks are enough.
No, we sure don't. Is there another joke?
I was trying to give Justin time to come up with something.
What do you want?
Now, here it is. Go for it, Justin.
Okay. All right. Here it goes. You could have a shirt that say, I'm Barb's girl.
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 In this scenario, Barb is your mom.
Yeah, I just made up a name for, I didn't know, it's not in the question.
I know, I just didn't get there as fast as you did.
I just made it up.
Whoa.
Yeah, from here. Like, I don't know if it's Barb or not. Is it Barb?
Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa, holy shit, from downtown.
I got hit one.
No
amazing.
Skill, Barb.
Yeah, if the shirt says I'm Barb's girl, then someone's going to come up to you and be like, hey, really? And you'd be like, does it matter? I went through the work of doing the whole shirt bit. Just let me swim, okay?
Yeah. If you jump in the pool fast enough, no one can say anything.
Oh, that's true. They're not going to
make you. Just stay underwater the whole time.
Just stay. Yeah, it'll be hard.
Can you repeatedly pull some sort of chemical measuring tool out of the pool and be like, damn it, not yet. God, I thought I had it. I'm going to try again.
Yeah, I'm going to get out in just a second. There's a bunch of pennies down there. I got to grab them all first.
Actually, you all should get out. I'm not sure it's safe. I may need to be in here alone. Everybody go.
I have special pool inspector skin. It's super chemical resistant.
I'm Barb's girl, and she asked me to come fix the pool, so everybody should leave.
You all have, if you turn it around, y'all haven't been pissing, have you?
Oh, no. I know.
You mean in the pool or just in general?
If you walk in and just go, you all aren't supposed to be here. It's pool inspecting time.
And then slap a siren on top of your head. The lights flashing around. That's how they know to get out.
Absolutely. It's not usually a song.
Now it is. Welcome to Haunted Doll Watch, where we head on over to the electronic bay and find the most haunted items available for purchase right now. Paul, whenever you're ready, let's meet Touches You Burp.
Oh, I misread it at first, and I'll let the audience figure out how I misread Burt.
Touches You Burp?
That's now, Touches You Burp.
This is a haunted doll for, according to the headline, an 18-plus-plus-plus-plus-year-old.
It's at least a 22-year-old. Touches You Burp. Despite his cute exterior, the spirit is extremely sexual.
Oh, Touches You Burp.
I mean, I can already tell he's horny.
Travis Patrick.
And very devious.
People at home, he has horns.
He doesn't seem to respect boundaries and can be very menacing and forceful. He will say extremely inappropriate things and often touch you. He has incubus vibes.
We all have something that touches us.
However, he says his name is Bert, and then he passed away at 18 from taking a bunch of his medication. I often see Bert's shadow, which is incredibly tall, at least 6 feet. Which is weird because of how small the toy is.
If the sun is really low.
Yeah.
When I've been in the bath, I've seen a shadow walk by underneath the door, stop, and then the door opens. He watches you constantly. That sentence should probably read, the very last time I ever took a bath.
It does feel
forever
weird
and ever.
To stop after, and then the door opens.
And then the door
opens. Anyway, no, you've left out what the third step is.
Yeah.
And I said, get the fuck out, Bert. And he said, sorry, I didn't know anyone was in here.
I keep him separated from other spirits, kids, and pets. Which of those is the most impressive, do you think? Because I could go either way, honestly. I don't know how you keep spirits apart, but good on you. However, I don't believe he would be harmful. So far, I
based
felt...
Based on what?
Yeah, the next sentence is, so far, I have felt him touch my chest. Like, what do you want?
Whoa!
He also makes the room very cold.
He also opens the door while I'm taking a fucking bath. But he's chill.
He's yeah, super he's chill. Cool. He's cool. It's just every time I poop, he's like, leave it cracked. He's very clear through Spirit Box and very active with paranormal tools. However, he doesn't like to use them much while being recorded. He likes to give scares, so he be prepared to scream a few times from being startled.
I would love to buy this voluntarily and have it in my home.
For and I, if I remember correctly, the price had been marked down.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Touch As You Burn is no longer available, which is horrifying in its own right, because he's just out there free for anybody that might want him.
Can we just acknowledge that if, in the modern day, if you were a Ghostbuster now, your job would be so easy.
So freaking easy.
Just
so
going
easy.
Through eBay, being like, yep.
That one, that one.
It went up. How much do we get? Okay, yeah, we'll take it. All right, man, we're shutting these down left and right.
Paul, can we meet our next contestant?
Easy enough. Oh, shit.
Warning. Highly active incubus doll, haunted attachment, spirit-possessed entity. Adam is a very powerful incubus.
Now, I've also taken some unflattering photos.
From inside of a wicker box.
They had to talk Adam into doing that one, and afterwards he was like, promise me you won't use that one. It's honestly offensive to... haunted dolls. Adam is a very powerful incubus for experienced collectors only. You will hear his deep laugh in your dreams when he visits you. And his physical presence can be domineering and strong when he enters.
How did he get up there, guys?
Now, he's not up there. They've broken the 180-degree rule, Griffin.
Yeah. Okay.
You will hear his deep laugh in your dreams when he visits you, and his physical presence can be domineering and strong when he enters. When he becomes too much to bear, he gets put in his box.
Well, yeah, no wonder he's upset.
This subdues him. Box included.
Kind of looks like the baby from Dinosaurs in that picture.
Yeah. When he gets too much bear, he gets put in his box. This subdues him. Box included when you bring him into your home. May I say, thank fuck.
Yeah, man.
The alternative is, frankly, absolutely crackers.
You get a, get a letter saying, by the way, you need a special box to subdue Adam, and you don't got it.
Big news. Box is extra.
Big news. Box is $1,300. He'll be well worth it, though. This guy is a maniac. Note, I'm not responsible for sleep disturbances you may have by bringing her into your home.
No, I mean, when you buy the I'll spend $80 on this doll link on eBay, I think you are taking on sole responsibility of Adam at that point.
Are you responsible for the sleep disturbances I have not related to the doll?
Just the ones right now looking at these pictures. We have one more bachelor. I'd love to meet Paul.
No. No.
You will receive the tangible doll in the photo, but that is only the beginning.
Holy shit, man.
Evangeline the succubus is not for the weak-hearted and must be held only by those extreme collectors of haunted objects. She manifests herself as a tall woman with a curvy body.
Oh. Well, now hold on.
Sensual eyes and a deep hunger for sex.
Wait, who's writing this?
Me. Her very presence can be said to provoke even the most pronounced, at times overwhelmed, feelings of desire and lust.
Oh, my God in heaven. Jesus.
The succubus within the doll feeds off these intensified feelings.
What if it's weird, though? Do they feed off of that, too?
Draining energy from those unsuspecting souls who've fallen under her spell.
Will the Adam box also... Will the Adam box work on Evangeline? This is important.
Won't that be a tough day when you're listen, Adam, I hate your fucking guts. You know that, and I know that. Yeah. But listen,
Evangeline's vibe sucks, dude.
I trust you more. Wait, no, hold on. Tell me more about this Evangeline.
Yeah.
Actually, I think you guys might get along great.
Why don't you put both of us in the box and see what happens?
And have you met Touch You Toby or whatever? Touch You Bert? Hey, you guys, I think the three of you are going to get along great. Yeah. Hey, we saw your spiritual energy from across the bar.
Yeah,
I like how you're a weird, perverted, like, lamb doll or something. Let's all get in Adam's box and just see what happens.
That makes the doll a genuinely unique and dangerous addition to any collection, as her seductive powers are as potent as they are perilous.
Okay.
And I mean, eyelash game's strong, though. I think we can all agree.
But uneven.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's part of it.
Oh, it's a cascading effect.
That's it all. Buy it, and it make you horny.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks, Justin.
You're welcome.
For your personal endorsement.
You need a doctor? I got a doctor. I don't got a doctor. ZocDoc got a doctor.
I mean, you got a doctor, but it's not like...
I got several doctors. I got a team of doctors keeping me in my peak physical condition. But
yeah, Justin, you sent me a lot of videos of you like on a treadmill with a lot of sensors hooked up.
Yes.
And like tubes coming. And you have a lot of doctors around you going like, whoa.
And they're collecting Dr. Pearson and Dr. They're collecting your sweat in a bunch of tubes, and the sweat is blue for some reason.
Dr. Pearson and Dr. Agresto thought it would be better if I shared my fitness journey as an accountability marker.
Interesting.
So that's what's up with me. I have a team of doctors. So if you're not lucky enough to have a team of doctors monitoring your every physical sign and symptom, I would recommend ZocDoc. It's a great way to find the exact specialist that takes your exact insurance, the who lives close to you, lets you filter exactly by what you need so you find the perfect doctor for you. Griffin has moved recently, and he can speak to what a pain it is trying to find a doctor.
Huge
in a,
fucking
in a new community.
Huge pain.
Yeah.
Justin, I don't want to ZocDox you, but did you use ZocDoc to find the doctors that have been working on your, let's just call it, mechanical upgrades?
Yeah, ZocDoc is deep into cybernetics. You wouldn't believe. If you want to find an unlicensed guy to upgrade your deck.
I don't know if ZocDoc wants that to be said.
Cyber stuff. I don't know if cyber stuff's on ZocDoc.
They'll inject you with like phosphorescent, you know, give you bioluminescent stuff.
I really don't think ZocDoc wants this.
Bioluminescent algae.
Bioluminescent algae. Do you want to glow in the dark? Yeah, we all do.
I use ZocDoc to find my kid's dentist. It's easy.
I use ZocDoc to find my everyone's everything here in D.C. because it's really the only way to do it.
I use ZocDoc to find my real dad.
So you're convinced? I'm convinced. It's a free app, free website. You can click to instantly book any appointment. Stop putting off the doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/mybrother to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/mybrother. ZocDoc.com/mybrother.
You know, the internet is full of liminal spaces.
Yes, thank
videos,
you.
Videos, pictures make you wildly uncomfortable. But I'll tell you one space, it's going to make you way comfortable. That's Squarespace.
Yes, okay. Sometimes when I'm wandering around the web and I'm like in the back room of like a bowling alley, but there's no doors.
Yep.
And everything's kind of poorly lit and dirty and I've been there forever.
Yeah.
Squarespace is like my guiding light.
Yeah, that's true. I've escaped many a nightmare dreamscape by logging into Squarespace and saying, get me out of here. And they have
when
so
I'm
many
getting
helpers,
chased
so.
By Freddy Fazbear and Huggy Wuggy and the Rainbow Friends, what I like to do is look for Squarespace. The hand that comes in from the ceiling, I grab it. It takes me to a beautiful website and like easy to make beautiful websites.
We all remember the classic bit in Jurassic Park when the little girl created a website to trap the dinosaurs using the Unix system. Now, I don't know Unix and you probably don't either, but Squarespace doesn't care
what you
know.
I believe it's
when you
castrate people for religious reasons.
Yes, and it's better than Windows and Mac. To do it that way. It's an all-in-one website platform. Squarespace is for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. We've all used Squarespace. I mean, the three of us have. I don't know if you at home have, but if you've ever made a website...
No, I assume if everyone at home had used it, they would stop.
Would not be advertising. So I'm going
to
go ahead and say you all have definitely not done it. In fact, there's a lot of holdouts, if you're listening to Squarespace, who are just on the edge of going for it.
They just need that 120th podcast ad. And if the 120th podcaster says they should try it, that'll be the one.
You get this personalized website They got this guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, where you pick a beautiful template, beautiful layout, and you can style it however you want from the ground up. You can do a bunch of different payment options if you're offering stuff for money. And if you have video content, they have this whole way to organize your library and sell access to it by adding a paywall to your content. It's anything you need a website to do. They can set it up for you. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
So go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hello, sleepyheads. Sleeping with Celebrities is your podcast pillow pal. We talk to remarkable people about unremarkable topics, all to help you slow down your brain and drift off to sleep. For instance, the remarkable actor Alan Tudyk.
You hand somebody a yardstick after they've shopped at your general store. The store's name is constantly in your heart because yardsticks become part of the family.
Sleeping with Celebrities, hosted by me, John Moe, on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Night-night.
The following are real reenactments of pretend emergency calls.
911. My husband! It's my husband!
Calm down, please. What about your husband?
He loads the dishwasher wrong. Please help! Please help me!
Where are you now, ma'am?
At the kitchen table. I was with my dad. He mispronounces words intentionally.
There are plenty of podcasts on the hunt for justice, but only one podcast has the courage to take on the silly crimes. Judge John Hodgman, the only true crime podcast that won't leave you feeling sad and bad and scared for once. Only on MaximumFun.org.
We have asked you all for your questions in advance. We have chosen some backstage. We're going to call down some names and seat numbers down to this microphone at house right, stage left. When you get to the microphone, if you want to tell us your name, your pronouns, if you'd wish, and what your question is, hello.
Hi.
I'm Savannah S. Pronouns she, they. This is me.
Hi,
Savannah. Hi, Savannah. What was your question?
It was the question about the boat salesman.
Okay, so. Yeah. Go ahead, Savannah. Tell us your issue.
Yeah, so I think it's next week. My sister is marrying this guy.
You think it's next
Saturday.
Week?
It's Saturday, so next week's pretty wicked soon, Savannah.
If you want to zone out during the next question just to double check, we won't be offended.
No, it is next week.
Okay, for sure. Okay, cool.
I don't know a lot about the guy.
Yeah.
I do know that he sells boats.
Right.
My question was, how do I get to better know him, understand him, learn more about him?
Yeah, Savannah, do you know what kind of boats?
Oh, no.
Because you must understand.
Things are more dire than I thought.
Savannah, there's a wide range of boats. You know that, right?
A jet ski salesman is not the same as, a speedboat salesman.
It could be remote-controlled boats, or it could be, four-masked schooners.
Not a professional, full-time, remote-controlled boat salesman.
Do you know that? Savannah doesn't?
Probably not. I think that would have gotten around. What's your read on what Dirk, Todd?
I bet Gene, we could get it. I'm not kidding.
Bono?
I bet we could get it in 10 names.
Could we guess it?
I bet there's only 10 boat salesmen.
Wait, do you know his name?
Yes, I do know his name.
Is it that's one, a start?
One syllable or two?
Two.
Damn it! That gets rid of all the good boat salesman names. Michael,
Philip,
Jeffrey, Stephen,
Tony,
Ocean. I can't believe I wasted one on Ocean. I just thought boat salesman. I panicked.
What's set us free? What is the name?
Garrett.
Yeah.
Damn it. That was number 10. The only one that we didn't know.
That was my next one. Do you like boats?
They're okay. They're fine.
No.
You nothing boats is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't own a boat.
Yeah.
That's not what I asked, Savannah.
Savannah, what would it take to get you into a boat today?
This if is we practice. Had some financing options available, would you be interested?
Hey, Savannah, if you had to own a boat, what kind of boat would you want?
Well, so I do know the types of boats he sells. I know there's fishing boats, which he doesn't sell.
any boat's a fishing boat.
The way you've chosen to reveal this deal or no deal style is thrilling.
Yeah. Oh,
way to keep me in suspense. What's another kind of boat he doesn't sell?
Canoe? Does he sell Dexter murder boats?
I'm on the edge of my fucking seat.
No canoes.
Hey, everybody who had canoes, scratch that out. That was wrong. It wasn't canoes.
Savannah, I know a pretty kick-ass way to get to know your boat salesman brother-in-law. You gotta buy a boat, Savannah. You know one thing about this boat salesman, and that's he sells boats.
Yeah.
You're not going to take a bunch of time to learn what life is like as a boat salesman.
But you can learn to be a boat owner.
Yeah, absolutely, by asking for advice. Hey, you know, I've been thinking about boats. I'm at that point in my life where I've been thinking about returning to the sea.
You know, the happiest day in a boat owner's life is when they get to know their brother-in-law.
It's a good joke.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, it is. It's a solid gag, Trev. I'm proud of you.
Make sure you say, I'm trying to buy a boat, but not to fish out of. Gross.
Man, this is the only good thing about being a middle-aged man that no longer cares what people think about him with overactive curiosity. Leave me alone with a boat salesman. I got 100 questions.
That's all I want to know.
What's the cheapest boat you have? Next, what's the most expensive boat? I'm like the little kid from Home Alone, like just asking like all the questions of Joe Pesci.
Okay, here's the question you ask that kid. You ask that dude. You're going to ask him, has anyone ever wanted to buy a boat and you, on moral grounds, refuse to sell them one?
I've never refused to sell a boat. I'm good conscience.
Because I guarantee he's got a story.
Even if they have broken shackles around his legs, like, I can't.
It might just be, I knew they would hurt themselves. Like, they're not responsible enough to own that boat. And I said, I can't let you do that.
Yeah. Even not being a boat salesman, I see plenty of people who I think, no fucking way, yes. Man.
Does that help?
Yes, that
helps.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, Savannah. Hi, my friend.
Hello, my name is Hannah. I use she, her pronouns.
Hi, Hannah. What's your question?
My question was, I went really hard at the office decorating competition.
Yes. Nice.
And I won twice.
Yeah.
But now I don't want to put the effort in. But how do I look? How do I throw it?
Yeah.
The competition without...
getting
like
caught
I'm,
throwing it.
Yeah.
Right. So we were talking about this backstage. Like, you can't just not, right?
If you're a boxer taking a fall, right?
Yeah. That
you can't just walk out and trip and just, like, I give up.
But
like, that's not going to work.
On the win for anybody else if you don't compete. They got to take you down naturally. That's got to be fair.
Oh, weak tape. Right? So it starts falling down, and you're like, oh, no.
There's
right?
nothing
and then,
sadder than that.
So just go to Staples and say, where's the weak tape?
What's
at?
Your shittiest adhesive?
Maybe if it's, like, so annoying. Like, if you just dumped sand everywhere around your desk. Like, it's going to be impressive, like, you try, but everyone's like, this is not okay. This is a one
Yeah, the
place.
Tricky thing is you don't want to make it seem like you tried too hard, because then you might get the, like, oh, maybe that heat's gone.
What was the occasion, if I may ask, of the decoration?
Halloween and then Christmas.
Switch them, Hannah.
A lot of houses are satisfied going for one, but no, you're taking both the holidays. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
What's your game look like?
You know, people who go hard for Halloween don't normally go hard for Christmas and vice versa.
I didn't know that.
Kick ass,
I just watched this documentary about home haunters recently.
Oh,
it's like, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You all talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Yeah, about home haunting.
What is your decoration technique look like? Where are we? I need to know how high the bar is so that I know like where
well,
to.
Well, we had a door decorating competition, and so I basically bought a bunch of PVC pipes and made like sconces and a heat gun and everything, and I made a giant paper mache like golem head.
Yeah.
And now everyone's like, wow, it's so great. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Here's a follow-up question. The person who you would say, I don't know if they gave away a second place, but the person who you're like,
I
that's
bet they
like
hate
a,
your fucking guts,
well,
though.
That's not my question, but how close was it?
They bejeweled the Ghostbusters symbol.
Yeah, fuck them,
how
right.
How garish.
Hannah, I think
my
you
sensibilities
could,
have been offended.
You could phone it in, and you might still win.
Yeah.
Hannah, you need to hype up the other person. Hannah, start leaking ideas to them.
I'm going to tell you something I think you need to hear right now, Hannah. I saw the way you light up when you talked about your decorations from last time.
Here we go.
I think that you're scared of one person in this competition, and you know what their name is? Hannah. I think you're a little afraid of what you're going to do for a third time, and you may not be able to come back from who you are after making that third whatever Arbor Day, Flag Day. You just missed West Virginia Day, whatever the door is. I think you're just afraid of putting the rest of the office into the fucking ground.
Are you afraid you don't have the heat for a third time?
I want them to not have this competition anymore, because what's the point?
Yeah.
Because Hannah's just going to take it all the way home. Would you be open to maybe winning it instead?
I'll come out of retirement. And,
yes!
Yeah.
A folding chair. Yeah. If you comes running up with a folding chair, then sets it down like, this is part of it.
If you
change the hinges on your door to swing the other way, you have no decoration on it. Day of the competition, door opens out. Boom, full decoration on the back.
Oh, shit.
The prestige. Does that help?
That helps very
thank
much.
Thanks so
thank
much.
You.
Great, thank you.
Yes, wow. Paul, I don't know what sparks you to look up the specific things that you do.
This is from his hard drive. He had this saved already. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, I'm Ryan. She, her.
Hi.
My question was, how do you pronounce, and I'm going to nail it this time, so it's going to be weird. How do you pronounce abominable.
Yeah, you got it.
Confidently, like the abominable snowman. Ooh, confidently each time, because I always get stuck.
Now, how often?
We mainly just wanted to talk to you, okay? We don't have a lot of...
we mainly just saw this email and we're like, what's going on.
Because, like,
ass.
My first question, and I think you probably know it, is... Well, no, I got two. The first one is... Why do you have to say abominable so much?
Well, I just think it's a really fun word. Like, it's cozy.
You like the challenge.
That's so interesting.
I'll tell you how most of us do it. And that's that we say abominable. And that part, we're like, fuck yeah.
Because I didn't say abominable.
We say abominable. And then you hit that point in the word, and you're like, oh, no. Your brain's an incredible machine. It can do a lot of things so fast. And all it's going to tell you is just do like really fast. So everybody just hits with like, you know, the abominable.
It's like when you're not certain of somebody's name, but you know the first three letters, so you're just going to swallow it.
Hey,
The Yeti. I believe you mean the abominable snowman.
The abominable snowman.
That's what I call him.
The second question, of course, is how many times in line did you say... Now you've got me doing
real
it.
Real fucked up, yeah.
I used to do it confidently, and now I'm in my head about it.
Abdominal.
Nope. How many times in line did you say abominable?
In my head, like 10, but back at my table, like a bajillion.
Can I tell you, that's the problem.
So many times.
Stop practicing it before you do it.
Run at it.
Like, you have to learn it enough
Leap
that
of
it's
faith.
Just there.
Yeah.
And then when you... I guess bring it up 12 times a day, it sounds like. Then you just say it, right? It's like learning to drive. You have to, like, oh, I'm so nervous, I'm so... And then you just do it and you don't think about it. When you come up to it, you can't
bring that baggage.
You just have to do it. It's like how I overthink spelling the word restaurant every time. Where the fuck does the U go? It's not that confusing.
It's so stupid.
Every time it gets away
stupid.
From
it. It's like the Wednesday thing. We get it.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. Just say bad.
Yeah.
Just say bad.
Bad snowman.
Yeah.
Just say
the
bad.
The bad snowman.
The bad snowman. Yeah, exactly.
We don't use that word for anything else.
Yeah.
Like, who says, like, oh, yeah, my day at work was abominable? Like, nobody says that.
Hey, you know what? Trav, can I say that, Trav? That was clean.
You did it so good. But listen.
Bravo.
If I put $20 down on the table and said, say it again.
Abominable, abominable, abominable.
It's not quite there, I don't
abominable.
Think.
Abominable.
You're losing it. It's getting farther from God's light.
Did that help?
Abominable, 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 abominable.
Great.
It drove our brother insane with arcane madness.
Abominable. Hello.
Hello.
I love your hat.
Thank you.
How can we help?
So my name is Jamie.
Hi, hello. Jamie.
Hi. And a couple Christmases ago, my husband, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
He got me a plastic lawn goose. Are you familiar?
Sure.
Yeah. They're the ones
I like all the words you just said.
Yeah. You dress them up in different outfits for different holidays.
Yeah.
And his name is Scooter.
I buy mine at the Pumpkin Festival. That's where I get my goose outfits.
Yeah, locally sourced.
Yeah.
I've got a combination of like homemade custom and then the Gaggleville catalog.
Nice.
And Stitch Fix.
This, yeah. I feel like I am having a dream right now.
And Jamie, can I just say, you're moving farther and farther away from the microphone.
Because I'm in shock that he's not vibing with
me. Yeah, no, it's just, I really feel like...
What sickens me is what he wants is naked geese, I think. I know. And it's like, huh. Okay.
We run in a Christian household, and our goose is clothed.
You're safe here. So what is the...
I don't want to have these geese in the library. I'm just going to say
You have a goose. This is excellent. What is the problem?
I have a goose. His name is Scooter. He's my son, and I love him. But there's another woman in our neighborhood who has three geese. And
Fake
geese. Scooter clones. False Scooters.
Sure.
Yeah.
And every month, I roll out Scooter's new outfit.
Yeah.
And she
first of the month, or do you got a specific day, or what's your policy?
Based on when in the month the relevant holiday.
Yeah. I understand. I gotcha. Me too. Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. It's the way.
Yeah.
But I'll break out his new outfit, and hers will be flanked by a whole posse of companion outfits.
Okay.
And so I want to know your advice for making Scooter the dominant goose in the neighborhood.
Let's get the easy stuff out of the way first. Could you smash hers up with a hammer?
I think she also has the new plastic ones.
Okay.
You don't think you can smash plastic with a hammer?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
I've got little spaghetti arms. Yeah. And she probably has a camera.
Well, listen, it wasn't a good suggestion. That's fine. I can't hear right all the time.
This doesn't change who's the alpha, but I am just curious. Which goose came first?
I think she probably had geese first. Okay. She's been going for a while. So that he's the new kid in town.
That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You know, you deserve to be there as much as she does. Maybe you could uproot her geese and lay them in the street.
Sorry, just to let you know, Juice is going to have 5 or 6 in a row that is related to destroying the other geese.
It's just the cleanest pack.
Just steal her geese.
I'm all about big moves.
Yeah, have you ever thought about having 4 geese?
Have you ever thought about taking her geese and then moving them over behind Scooter? And raising Scooter up maybe on a pillar that they're all around kneeling in front of.
You know yourself, how long could you keep up the act like they are all 4 your geese and you don't know what happened to her geese?
I would break immediately.
Yeah. Okay, good. It's good to know your limits. That's huge.
Would it be easier if you did 1 at a time? And so now it's 2 and 2, and you'd be like, this is embarrassing. They are friends.
Yeah. I'll send them home after dinner. Yeah,
you could just ask for that out of fairness and out of neighborly spirit. She has 3 and you have 1, so she should give you 1.
Yeah.
And which one is her least favorite?
You're going to go over to her yard. You're going to say, I'll call the geese, and you call the geese, and we'll see who it comes to. And what she doesn't know, you've got a zip line attached to those geese.
Yeah.
Zip!
How about have just her call them, and if they don't come, then they would rather be with you.
Yeah.
I think take 1 of the geese. Now you have 2. Say, it's just for today, but then when she comes back the next day, be like, they got married.
And you can have to put them in marriage outfits.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And then, they're pregnant and it's overwhelming. They need some help. I'm going to have 1 of those other ones over here just for now. They need support from the family.
And then you start calling the neighbor at 3 in the morning like, hi, it takes a village. If you can get your ass over here and help me birth these geese babies. I can't do this all on my own.
Plastic eggs coming out.
We were going to be a
rubber
family.
Rubber duckies inside.
I thought this meant something to you. Does that help?
That's immensely helpful.
Okay. If you say so. Hello.
How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Last year, I made a wild career pivot and became an EMT.
Yeah.
And so, super fun. Love it. It's really good. I'd been baking muffins and like doing coffee shop management for 18 years before that. So
it was a big change. Cool.
Real wild one. Anyway, so ambulance, whatever, you get to the hospital, to the ER, get, you know, your patient on the bed and you're like giving a report to the nurse and so on and so forth. And then you like have this moment before you leave the room where you feel like you should say like something
to
the person. And there's such a range.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find things that are neither too cavalier nor possibly untrue.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Like, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. It's like, you don't hope know. You feel better soon. It's like they're a hospice patient. Like things
this are
not
is gonna, where, like, can I know, just, or, I'm going to stop you right there before it goes down an alley and say, this is where the Midwestern
whip
real strong. Real strong. Slap your knees.
You practice slapping both both thighs at the same time. Just to...
they'll get it. I'm gonna also say people don't know. I will in general if how what EMT is called. Yeah. You can just pull out your phone and be like, oh, got another one.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing before I fuck.
Yeah. Like...
got another one. It's a bad one. Gotta go.
From everywhere? Oh, no.
I also have to imagine that if someone has been called that required your services to get to the hospital, they're probably not an hour later going to be like, did the EMT seriously leave without saying bye?
How rude.
How rude.
I thought we really made a connection.
I mean, the
in the way that they shoved a needle into
not,
my arm.
You know. Yeah, if they're alert enough to remember what you said. I mean, honestly, 90% of the people, it's like, why did you call? Why did this happen?
Yeah, sure, sure. Then maybe just say that.
Yeah, maybe just like...
I don't think you really needed me, so I'm going to go.
Next time, don't.
Next time, maybe just...
Or give them what they want, which is you saying, good call, chief.
worst I've ever seen.
You're going to be fine, but you needed me.
That was close.
You could see.
I gotta go save another life.
You could say what I have hoped every medical professional would say every time I've ever gotten a shot or an injection or a stitches or anything, which is like, you were incredibly brave.
Yeah.
Every time I go to CVS to get my COVID booster, I linger.
Yeah.
Just hoping they'll be like, wow, pretty brave.
That's the
like maybe not even to me,
yeah.
But like to a coworker, like as I'm leaving, like that guy was so brave.
Yeah,
they did
the best of that I've ever seen.
Did you see that guy? He was really brave.
He didn't even cry they normally do.
One time, like at all.
I could have given him like four shots.
Like that would be hugely meaningful if the EMD came to me before you left. You're like, hey, really brave.
You left.
Although that, like, 30 minutes later, I'd be like, wait, what did they mean, really brave? Like, what?
I think you have to be careful because really brave. But if you said, like, you were so brave.
You were
like,
so brave.
You were so brave. I was freaking out.
No,
that. And you were so calm.
I no longer buy it. You sold it. You oversold it at this point. I don't think I was that brave. I think you're making fun of me.
What I love about social anxiety is it has so many different ways of materializing inside of all of us because... my more pressing concern would be, what do you say when you meet someone who has called you out for your EMT services? I imagine that's another situation that requires delicate choice of words.
What I do is, so I've realized that pet names are like the dominant screaming of human emotion.
Okay.
Because I don't come from a pet name family. Like, there's no, like, honey, baby, sweetie, like, none of that.
So you show up and you're like, hey, honey, baby, you bleed?
Hey, tiger.
Yeah, no, seriously, because, okay, so if I say, like, ma'am or sir, like, that's naturally establishing, like, a power thing.
Yeah.
And you don't want...
Hey,
buddy. You don't want to have the power when, like, you need help.
Right.
Like, you want somebody to be like, sit back, relax, it's fine, we got this.
You're the bravest I've ever seen.
Yes, and so, like...
You're a big, brave boy. I'm so impressed, Justin.
Or whatever.
Naturally,
it naturally establishes like I'm more powerful than you in this situation.
Right.
You chill,
I understand
without
that.
Like being a dick about it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like.
But if you can tell they're one of the 90%
that permanently didn't need you there, you should also at the front hit them with a yowza. Good call, getting me on the horn.
Yeah. And then afterwards say like, can I be honest? I was freaking out. You were so calm. I couldn't have gotten through it if it wasn't for you.
I was actually over here worrying about what if you left before I got to tell you goodbye and thank you. And if they say that, you just be like, how much do you enjoy the podcast of my brother and me? Because if you're thinking about how to thank your EMT, you definitely listen to our podcast.
Does that help?
Does that help?
Yeah. No,
I thank you so much.
You're a hoot. Thank you. All right. You can bring down the house lights now.
Take them away.
It's a little scary.
Thank you all, thank you all so much for coming.
Thank you to the factory. This has been a genuinely beautiful place.
Yes. And sorry about the towel.
Sorry about the towel thing. Thanks to Jack and Paul Saborn and Amanda and Rachel. And
thanks to Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I was going to do that.
That was next. Beautiful.
Thank you. Wonderful. You were great.
Hey, and thanks to all of you for coming. It's so cool of you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
Yeah.
Club banger.
I'm excited to see you all in Tysons, Virginia tomorrow, yeah, I assume.
We'll be there. I assume you will, too.
Following us like the Grateful Dead.
Yep.
Bit of a jaunt, sure, but get there.
But you're real fans, right?
Remember, that show will be at least half different from this one. We'll only be repeating half of the jokes tomorrow night. So.
But it's one half of each joke. Yeah.
Just the setups.
We like to, at the end of our live shows, raise a wish up to Fungalore for him to consider maybe...
To just hear
and think about and pray on. And so I can read it this time if you all want to lead the congregation.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you guys do a bit of a sound bath with us. We're going to start low. We're going to build up. You get it. You guys have sound bathed before.
That's such a wild thing to assume.
To blaze through. Yeah.
You don't think that they're cool?
Create a sound bath. And then we'll do one joke and it's going to absolutely kick ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So this half of the audience is mine. Okay. And that half is Travis's.
How about every other person?
Yeah, we'll just alternate. Okay, here we go.
Like a theremin.
I wish automatic toilets would chill out.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
My brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.